as the World Bank and International Monetary Fund hold their annual general meetings in Washington, D.C., people from throughout North America have converged in the U.S. Capitol to oppose and confront them. For many people, the International Monetary Fund and World Bank are institutions of poverty and despair. For Argentinians, the IMF loans and subsequent debt payments were a major contributor to the economic meltdown which occurred in Argentina earlier this year. The IMF and World Bank represent a vision of the world in which bankers should write the rules of the global economy and put profits ahead of local communities, workers, the environment, human rights, justice, and future generations. For many, a rejection of the World Bank and IMF is a rejection of capitalism, an idea defined by the Anti-Capitalist Convergence of Washington, D.C. The Anti-Capitalist Convergence organized the People's Strike, a day of non-compliance, which took place throughout Washington, D.C. on September 27th. Many major businesses and institutions which fuel the World Bank and IMF were shut down. The streets of D.C. emptied, and the World Bank and IMF surrounded by police, military, and barricades as thousands of people took to the streets in protest. On September 27th, the Anti-Capitalist Convergence released a statement about the hundreds of arrests which took place on the streets of Washington, D.C. Quote, "We are disheartened by the violence which was perpetuated today by the police. Hundreds of people were arrested for doing nothing more than expressing their political beliefs using legal, nonviolent forms of protest and civil disobedience. Protesters and onlookers were shoved, beaten, and pepper sprayed by the police, who seemed determined to prove their control over the situation by hurting innocent people. We spoke with David Graeber of the New York City Anti-Capitalist Convergence while in handcuffs and in police custody at Freedom Plaza in the heart of downtown Washington, D.C.
We were a group of people who gathered in Freedom Plaza, and people were, it was a completely peaceful protest. People were drumming, dancing. There was going to be a drum circle and then a die-in to protest the war. And police simply surrounded the park, refused to let anybody leave, and they gradually came in and arrested everybody. And when we asked policemen, like, what we're being arrested for, they just said, like, well, they haven't decided that yet. But basically, they made it perfectly clear that they simply decided to arrest people, and they're really not, I believe they said in Congress that they were going to get proactive, which basically means they're going to arrest people for no reason on the because they look like people who they think might do something. The Freedom Park was incredibly outrageous because people were being extremely conciliatory, friendly, nonviolent. It was a rather nice, poetic scene with drums and dancing. The cops came in, surrounded everyone, used to let people leave, and were quite aggressive. A number of people were roughed up a little bit upon being arrested. I saw a woman punched in the eye with a stick, another one in the stomach. And just despite the fact the crowd offered no resistance whatsoever. And now, I am at a place outside of town, some sort of large detention center, where we have 13 buses in a row. We're in Virginia, actually, I'm told, by the person holding the phone for me. My hands are handcuffed right now. I can't really reach it. But anyway, there's 13 buses ahead of us. There's 40 people in each bus, I'm estimating, so you can get some idea of the numbers of people that have been arrested so far. And we have no idea how long we're going to be held. There's some rumors that we might get frightened release. Other people are saying we're being kept till Monday. So, you know, I mean, I think this is giving people a really clear signal that people are having no tolerance for political dissent in this country. And I think that it's going to send a really chilling message to people who thought that any kind of civility was really possible. Beyond that, it's really hard to say. The big question is how this spins, whether anybody gets upset by this behavior, which is about as clearly unconstitutional as any you could really imagine. The situation here is pretty tense. I mean, people are being fairly reasonably treated. On the other hand, we could be here for a very long time. And even the police are admitting that, you know, this is a purely preemptive preventative measure, which is, you know, technically unconstitutional and illegal. Preventative detention is not something that's actually allowed here in America. Here, they've arrested a lot. They've arrested medics. They've arrested National Lawyers Guild observers. They've arrested pretty much everybody indiscriminately, IMC people, of course. The only people who were let out were corporate media. And we're all being held in the same terms. Certain people are being led off of the buses in shackles and laid on the ground, and there seem to be people interrogating and shouting at them. We don't know why they're being singled out for special treatment. And that's about all we know right now.
We spoke with Chucko, an activist and writer based in Washington, D.C., about the People's Strike. Today was called the People's Strike of Washington, D.C. Can you speak about that? Do you feel it was successful? What was achieved? And how is that related to the World Bank and IMF meetings?
Well, the People's Strike was planned for today by the anti-capitalist convergence of D.C. and other groups. The idea was to sort of organize like a shutdown of the city of capitalism to sort of disrupt its functioning, kind of like one of the IMF World Bank strikes like in South America or around the global south. I think I would say that it was successful, given the goals. I think it was probably a little bit more than what people expected. There were a lot of different people on the streets, a lot of different actions that happened. There were banner hangs, there was marches, there was a critical mass, there was a little bit of property destruction, there were blockades in the streets. There's a lot of different things that happened this morning. The streets of downtown D.C. were deserted this morning. A lot of people stayed home. The police might take credit for that, for warning people, but I think that we should give ourselves credit because people stayed home because we organized something that everybody took seriously enough. And I think that overall it kind of highlights what we're trying to do about the World Bank and IMF and capitalism, sort of get people to think about that and see those connections.
Can you speak about that specifically? I guess you mentioned earlier throughout the Global South, there's often strikes to oppose the World Bank and IMF and their policies. So why in D.C. and what were the reasons behind the people's strike and the opposition to these institutions?
Well, the reasons behind the people's strike, basically sort of radical critique of capitalism, opposition to it, radical critique of the institutions like the World Bank and IMF, which more and more people are thinking these days are really not needed for the rest of the world, especially people in the Global South who really should have the ability and the opportunity to sort of control their own development or their lives. I think that the protests today were kind of bring attention on that to show that that we're not going away here in the Global North, that we're going to risk some things and maybe inconvenience people. They make a big deal about inconvenience of the population here in Washington, but I think it's a small price to pay given what the World Bank and IMF do every day around the world.
Could you speak a little bit about Ramsey, the chief of police of D.C., and also, I mean, the general situation of police brutality, the mass arrests that have been happening, so the general response from the state to those people who have taken to the streets to oppose the World Bank and IMF?
Well, the chief of police of Washington, D.C. is Charles Ramsey, who is a veteran of the Chicago Police Force, a veteran of basically going after activists for many, many years. He's very PR savvy. Basically what he does is he shows up after an arrest, after the police have secured an area. I've seen this on numerous occasions. I saw today. Showed up basically 3 minutes after they arrested about 40, 50 people at 12th and 8th Street. He shows up and he struts around and he does interviews with the corporate media who obediently go over there and film him, and he talks about how he's so much in control. Basically all just, promo for that police chief and the police department being, professional and all that. Underneath that, of course, is that they're very belligerent, they're very aggressive. They can be violent. Today, most of the time, they're fairly professional, but I didn't see all of the attacks of the police on protesters. They use a technique now using unmarked vans where they deploy riot cops very quickly and usually very brutally against protesters. Usually, protesters were pretty much like walking down the street, walking down the sidewalk, just being protesters. Overall, the police, I mean, everybody knows that Washington, D.C. is the capital of the empire. The police state is very powerful here. But I think today showed that even with several thousand radical people from around the world, that we could successfully cause a disruption in the heart of the world's last superpower. despite their best efforts to stop things.
If you'd like to get more information about the coming days of action against the World Bank and IMF, visit the Anti-Capitalist Convergence at www.abolishthebank.org or Mobilization for Global Justice at www.globalizethis.org. To get updates about the situation on the ground in D.C. and breaking news, visit www.dc.indymedia.org.